boy, what a beautiful day it's going to be, getting up to 17 degrees in the sunshine today. -4 in Saskatoon right now. Daryl Davis joins us from the newly titled Blue Zone because of the Toronto Blue Jays. Daryl, okay, so it's the name of the show, the Blue Zone, but hopefully it's not the emotion after the first game tonight. How do you think we're going to do against the mighty Dodgers?
Oh boy, that Dodgers team is so strong, Shaq. They swept my Brewers, so I'm really, I got a grudge against them already, right? But I find it's going to be really tough for the Blue Jays. I know they're a scrappy team and they're fun to watch and they're hard to dislike, but they really got their work cut out for them. It won't be a sweep, but I really think the Dodgers are going to win this series.
Yeah, Savage starting tonight. I think that's a bold move, being that he's such a young pitcher. But boy, he just is lights out when he pitches.
He is. What a gutsy kid. You know, I really like watching him throw, too. I thought Gausman would be their starter because he usually put the veteran there. But I know he likes to play Savage at home. It's a little easier for him on for a home game. So I think that had a lot to do with it. But I would have thought he pitched, too. But I don't know. John Schneider's done a pretty good job, except for that one little mistake he made with his pitching staff. But I think that he's handled the team pretty well. So I'm not going to second guess him as much as I used to.
Well, we got lots of sports going on. The Riders are playing on Saturday against BC. Should we be playing Trevor Harris? What if he gets injured?
Well, I think they have to. Otherwise, he'd go a month without playing, Shaq, because the bye week, and then they didn't play against Winnipeg. I really think that he needs some playing time. And if I was, although he doesn't always listen to me, if I was Corey Mace, I'd say play him a half and play all the starters a half, because you need some playing time. They have a bye next week, and it's an old roster rest argument, isn't it? But I think play the starters at least a half. There's always a risk of getting hurt, but I don't think he gets hurt very much these days. He's not running at all, so he's got a pretty good offensive line in front of him. I don't think there's a whole lot of worry there.
AJ Ouellette, is he playing tonight too? Do you know?
Yes, he is.
Or Saturday? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Saturday. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's been practicing with the first team, and it doesn't look like it looks like he's healthy, so he's expecting to play. They released the roster today a little bit later. The one change that I noticed is Brett Lauther won't be kicking, but he's out for the day. They say that he's got a back injury. I guess I'll believe that, but I know they want to take a look at the American kicker they have on the roster.
One other big game that's happening is the big rivalry between Regina and Saskatoon, the Hilltops and the Thunder going at it for the PFC Finals. Boy, that's always a big one.
Is it ever? I'm going to go watch Allen on Sunday, too. And this afternoon, there's a University of Regina Rams game, too, Friday afternoon, which is a strange time. But I'm going to have a football weekend. I'll have some time to watch baseball somewhere in here, Jack. But it's great football in Saskatchewan this weekend.
Well, you know what you could do, Daryl? If you're watching football, if you're at the games, you could always have your CKOM or CJME app on and listen to it right there. The Jays, we're the home of the Jays now, right?
Absolutely. I know that. Everybody's wearing blue around the stadium these days. It's really funny to see.
Daryl Davis from the Blue Zone with us today. Have a great weekend, Daryl, and thanks for this.
You too, Shaq. Thanks.